Chapter 8. Circle of Feedback. Saying that the company wants employees to be open is one thing. Doing it while the organization grows and new people join is more difficult. I can't be sure that everyone is open every day, but I can be sure that people give feedback often and that the most critical feedback is shared. In 2005, we tried to find ways that employees could give and get any open feedback that didn't appear in day-to-day business. One idea was managers giving employees positive and negative feedback once a year in a meeting called a performance review. We've been against performance reviews from the beginning. Firstly, because the feedback goes only one way, down. Secondly, because you only get feedback from one person, which goes against the idea of not trying to please your manager. We want people to get feedback from anyone who has something to tell them. Thirdly, companies usually use performance reviews to give employees more pay, but at Netflix, pay is decided by the market, not by performance. After experimenting with different things, we found two processes that we use often. 1. Say your name, a written 360 review. Our 360 performance reviews use feedback from other people in the company as well as managers. When we first tried them, each employee chose a few people and asked for feedback. Those people gave written feedback anonymously, said how good an employee was at something, and added their opinion. We asked people not to just say positive things, but to give useful feedback. Some on the management team felt that we didn't need to offer anonymity, but I believed it was important for people to feel safe. Then, something funny happened with the first 360s. Because of the open culture at Netflix, some people did leave their names. But people also left unclear feedback that wasn't useful and was difficult to understand and act on.
At the second Netflix 360s, most employees gave their names with the feedback. By the third 360s, everyone gave their names and started having conversations with the people who left feedback. This was worth more than anything that was written. The management team found that feedback was just as open when it wasn't anonymous. Many thought it was better, as people knew where the opinions came from.
We now do the 360 written feedback every year, asking each person to sign their name. We don't change employees' pay, offer them better jobs, or fire them after the 360s. We now allow each person to give feedback to as many colleagues as they want. This can be anywhere in the organization, not just direct managers, employees, or colleagues. Most people at Netflix give feedback to 10 colleagues or more, but it can be 30 or 40. I received feedback from 71 people in 2018. Most important, managers share their own feedback with their teams. This means that the process is more open. Teams feel free to give feedback to managers if they continue to show any bad behaviors.
People gave open feedback, often thanks to the written 360s. But not everyone chose to have conversations about them. So next, Reed started to look at that problem.
2. Live 360s. By 2010, the written 360 process was running well. But I wanted things to be more open. I tried different things with my management team, hoping that we could then use them in other parts of the organization. The team met and went into feedback pairs around the room. Each pair had a few minutes to give feedback. Then we changed pairs. After that, we came back into a group of 8. The pair feedback was fine, but the group conversation was the most important part of the process. At the next meeting, we immediately started the conversation as a group. We met at a restaurant and did it over dinner because we didn't want to hurry. The live 360s are useful because each person is responsible for their behavior and how they act with the team. As our employees are so free, it helps for them to share this responsibility and makes the company feel safer to work in. Managers don't tell employees what to do. But if the employee acts stupidly, he'll get feedback from the group. Soon after this, many of my managers had live 360s with their own teams, and it became something we did often in the company. They don't have to do it, but our managers have found it very useful. Most managers do it once a year or more. How to do a live 360. It takes about 3 hours, so do it over a meal in a small group of 8 people or fewer. Follow the feedback rules in Chapter 2. It should be about 25% positive, keep doing, and 75% critical, start doing, and stop doing. Start the meeting with a good example. A person who takes critical feedback well, and a person who gives critical feedback well. Live 360s work at Netflix because we have high talent density and because people don't behave stupidly. Your company might not be ready yet, and you'll need to find someone able to manage the meeting. It's important that everyone feels comfortable giving and getting feedback.
Most Netflix employees worry about their first live 360. But just about every Netflix employee has a story about how a live 360 helped them. Some enjoy getting to know their colleagues better. Others know it's useful, but they can't wait for it to finish.